It's interesting that neither of you talk at any length about immigration on your websites. Yet immigration is one of the most polarizing and deeply personal issues in politics right now. Immigration is also vital to our local economy and ingrained in our history and social fabric. Lisa, Democrats have been accused of wanting open borders, Republicans of wanting a border wall. It would seem that the truth and the solution lie somewhere in the middle. What would you need to see in an immigration reform bill to vote yes?
Well, first of all, immigration is a really important part of our American values. And what's happening at the border, separating children and parents, is immoral. And this is one of those cases where we need a Congress that would stand up and hold the administration accountable. Specifically, we need a path forward for Dreamers. The rug was pulled out from under them over a year ago, and there's no reason, understanding that there are votes in Congress to pass it today, that that hasn't happened already. Here in Eastern Washington, we particularly need a reform of the guest worker program, which isn't working for agricultural employers and isn't working for guest workers either. And so those are our two priorities that must happen, along with giving people rights at the border for a secure border as well as due process for their legal rights.
Thank you. Your rebuttal.
We are a land of immigrants. We celebrate that we come from all over the world to pursue the opportunities this country has to offer. Both parties have failed to deliver a bill to fix a broken immigration system. This year, I negotiated and was helpful in bringing a bill to the floor that would provide certainty to DACA, would introduce a merit-based visa, which I believe is part of the solution, so that those that are in school or are working, or that they can have some confidence that they can be here and then become a longer-term, get a longer-term visa.
Thank you. Kathy, your question regarding immigration. Last year, President Trump's administration ended the DACA program. And since then, Congress has not resolved the ongoing crisis in which hundreds of thousands of young people, including many young people in our valley, find themselves. First part of this question is, do you support DACA? And secondly, what do you say to people who ask you, what is going to happen to my family and friends?
I have met with many DACA individuals over the last year and beyond that. We've needed to give DACA individuals certainty. And I've negotiated legislation, voted on legislation to give DACA the certainty, because many came here no fault of their own and they need to have that certainty. 90% of those that come to America legally are family reunification, refugees, and we need a merit-based visa. And that's the solution that I have helped draft and supported in Congress, so that if someone was in school, if they were working, or if they had joined the military, that they would be able to get a visa, and then over a period of time get a permanent status, get in line to get citizenship if they would like to do that. That's the part of the solution that I've promoted, and I am committed to working in a bipartisan way to get immigration reform done.
Your rebuttal.
When? I guess would be my question. Because over a year ago, you said that these DACA students deserved a path forward, and you're in leadership, and your party is in control of both houses of Congress and the presidency. So there is no reason to be talking about what you support or what you negotiated. Bring the bill forward, and it will pass.